Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Lambing Season by Molly Gloss. The story was first published by Asimov's Magazine in July 2002. I read this in the year's Best Science Fiction 20th edition from 2003, edited by Gardner Dussoir. Lambing Season is a first contact story about a shepherd called Delia. After one of her sheep is attacked by a coyote, she sees a green and yellow flash in the sky, and something lands a few miles away. So she treks in the dark across the wilderness to find the broken remnants of a spacecraft. Around it, she sees a creature a little bit like a dog, a little bit like a man. And we have this strange tension going on between them, neither of them knowing what to make of the situation. This story has the main themes of solitude, of understanding, and of death. The theme of solitude comes in because our main character doesn't see people for months at a time. She speaks to someone once a week who delivers the shopping, but apart from that, it's just her and her dogs. This idea of understanding also comes out with the communication between the alien and our main character, as well as the close relationship she has with her dogs. The idea of death comes through in this work. We have a coyote attack one of the lambs and the lamb bleeds out. The sheep around it are distraught. It's a very upsetting scene. And it comes again at the end of the story. Obviously, I don't want to spoil how that goes, but it's very moving, very touching. And it leads on to a revelation and a new interest is born. What I really like about this story is the sense of place that you get with Molly Gloss's writing. If you've ever read something like No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy, where it's about the land, it's about nature, it's about the insignificance of humans within that surrounding, this is what this story kind of picks up on. And I think it does it really well. I think Molly Gloss's writing is really evocative, really emotional. And so it's definitely worth checking out. Have you read this story? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also get in touch with the show. It's at ShortSF Review. I'm posting these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. That's John without an H. And if you're enjoying these shows, please take a moment to share the links from the Audio Boom page. Alternatively, if you could leave a review on iTunes, that'd be great. If you've got any other feedback about the show, please get in touch by email. It's johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So until next time, cheerio.